Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Nightly Pop, the best place for tuna recipes and shower sex.
Woo! Those go together well.
Yes, not at the Everyone same loves time. Tuna and sex. Okay,
God.
Nina Barker, Hunter Marks, Morgan Stewart, all here as usual. All right, just got real yesterday when Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson announced that they have the coronavirus.
Oh.
It sent fans into a panic, including all of us, but their son Colin doesn't seem to be too concerned. He posted a bizarre remedy from this health expert.
Everybody out here sweating the coronavirus. The coronavirus, sweating the coronavirus. I'm gonna teach you a little trick right now. Everybody wants to go buy the toilet paper, the water, put on the little Michael Jackson mask and whatnot. I'll show you how to defeat the coronavirus. Check it out. Good old fashioned dirt snow. God made dirt. Dirt don't hurt. Take out the rocks, and then it'll build your immune system. That's how you beat the system.
Usually, this is strange because usually Insane Clown Posse, fantastic at-home remedies.
Right.
This one, I am not so sure
yeah,
about.
That's not how I like my snow cones, let me tell you.
I understand, like, the Insane Clown Posse does dumb all the time. Fine.
Oh, is that really them?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a member.
He's like, just a regular juggalo.
Got it. Okay. Okay.
Shout out to Ryan Satin, by the way. I used to work with him. Anyway.
Who's Ryan Satin?
He did the tweet that Colin reposted.
Oh, nice.
Oh, hey, Ryan.
What's up, Ryan?
Ryan, we're you better stop on by.
Three single people, Ryan.
Hey,
come
Ryan.
On. Let's get to sucking and ducking. We won't say the other word.
I don't know why there's a sucking.
I just said hello to somebody. Are y'all crazy?
We didn't know.
I am never taking y'all anywhere. Look how you act. Like the most normal things with you two.
But sorry, the Tom Hanks getting the coronavirus.
Yeah, whatever.
Of all people, that's so sad.
Tom Hanks is a national treasure. He needs to be protected.
That's what I think. I'm like, okay, the fact that Colin posted a joke, would you joke if your parents had coronavirus? Well, Morgan, would you joke if your parents had coronavirus? Because I know you will, Hunter.
This is a good point. I would not, but I do think that there is a hysteria surrounding it where people are surviving. It's not a death sentence necessarily. I can't believe I just said that.
What are you, a Nobel Peace Prize winner?
Let me tell you something.
Shout out to yesterday.
I don't have a response yet, but I will next
week. You were going to say
something.
Sure.
Yeah, I was going to say something bad. Whatever.
No.
We just want them to be okay.
We want them to be okay. And it feels like with Tom and Rita, all of a sudden, everything went from 0 to 100 overnight.
Yeah.
It felt like yesterday was like the start of the apocalypse.
Yesterday felt like 2 months ago.
It was like, all right, everything happened. They canceled the NBA. Tom and Rita are sick. I'm ready to go underground.
Okay, Willow Smith has been trapped in a glass box with her rumored boyfriend for the last 24 hours.
Oh.
She says it's her way of expressing their personal experience with anxiety and that the acceptance of one's fears is the first step towards understanding. Realness. They each of them get 2 minute breaks to like go pee and eat, but that's the only time they leave the box.
Okay.
I hate to be that guy.
Oh, I know you.
But I get it. I know what they're trying to do. I understand it.
What are they trying to do?
You would be in a box too if your dad was on TikTok. And I think that's what it's all about.
Right. Okay, good point.
I am now at the place in my life where there are things that I just don't understand. And I'm okay with saying I don't get that. You know what I mean? And also, I think when you have so much money, you can go live in a box.
Yeah.
Other people got bills to pay. I can live in a box. I'm not going to be able to come here tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, these are rich people's problems. I know it's art and everything, but just the average person, is really hard for them to relate to stuff like this. I know it's fake deep and it's supposed to be on society.
Fake deep.
And somehow it's fake deep.
What happened to writing an essay?
It is, or an op-ed. Everyone's doing that.
Like,
we'll get into that later.
Rich people want to go in a place that looks like a crack house.
Yeah.
Like, you know what would be fun?
That's
if you spent
point.
The night in a crack house.
Yeah.
Because their real life is so rich.
Yeah, it's true. They're going to, like, go and, like, snuggle under the covers at, like, the hotel and, like, get all the room service and make a fort after.
That was your night
that
last
your night.
Night.
That's been you my reality for night. A few weeks. Life is good for mama. And Hannah Ann from The Bachelor went on Ellen today to play a game of Hannah Ann swears and sirs.
Why do y'all keep giving those leads
it's, by the way, what the f*** was that? With guest host Sean Hayes, and she is still kicking Peter while he's down.
Is Peter a good kisser?
I don't know about that one.
Really?
Why does
she's not gonna say yes. She's mad at him.
She is mad at him, but also she wanted to be married to him, so you know he's a good kisser.
Well, this is the thing. When you're a woman and you're mad at the guy, the first thing you say is your dick is small.
Your dick is small. 100%.
You're like, you know, in an argument, you're like, that's why you got that little ass dick. You ain't telling them what to do.
Yeah, true.
But with that little thing swinging around.
And you know what? Even if it's the biggest dick they've ever seen or you've ever seen, they still get really upset. Like,
they still get upset, and they know it's not small, and it's like you still say it anyway.
Yeah,
but it's not.
How do you feel? It's not. It's not.
It's not.
No, it's not. Don't we know? It's
I don't ever want to have a fight with. Or, you guys, my ego is gonna be deflated.
Or you tell them, like, I see that little spot on the top of your head.
Oh, that you can't.
That they get upset.
Like,
if I told you, you just got this haircut, which is a very nice haircut, but it does make it thin a little bit on the back.
What the f-
upset?
By the way, can I? We're gonna say I have a moment of positivity. This is the best haircut you've had.
It is a good haircut.
It is so good. It's the right. We've got that front figured out finally.
The bad news is I'm shaving it all next week.
Don't do that.
So
tweet us and tell him.
Oh, we should do a poll about this. You guys.
Boy, hey, look at that. No spots. Are
no
you kidding
spots.
Me?
No spots. No.
Full
I'm
head
joking.
Of hair. A lot of gray coming in.
See
but
how
that's
triggered?
Okay.
See how triggered he is?
Yeah.
It's so
triggered.
Easy.
I'm
it's
not
so
triggered.
Easy. Well, also we should do a poll because Hunter wants to get a buzz cut. You guys, yay or nay?
No, it's a big nay.
Doesn't
side
matter
with me.
What
he's
they
gonna
say.
Do it anyway, but I want to know what they think.
It's not gonna look good. Trust me.
I don't care. I'm having a quarter life crisis.
So we've all been there. We've all been there.
That's fine.
So in TMI news, I guess that's what we do now. This week, Vanessa Lachey went on the Bella's podcast and revealed the secret to her sex life.
Woo!
What are your guys' tips on like keeping a really strong marriage?
Shower sex.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm in the shower. I'm like, all right, I have a full day. You have a full day. I'm like, it's either now or not. And he's like, what? Now?
Yeah.
I really am not a fan of shower sex.
Me either.
It's like, it's always someone's cold. It's hard to like get things in where they're supposed to go. There's always like a sciatica problem. Like, I just won't ever want to do that again.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's very, it's you can be very, it can get very chilly.
I agree. The cold is a big issue.
Yes.
Because then it makes your wee-wee small.
It's not. Not that I care, but it's not.
Right.
Anyway, what is the perfect temperature for the shower then? What do you like to set it at if you're having shower
The perfect temperature of the shower is being in it alone.
Exactly.
It's alone time. It's for oneself. And Offset is good at a lot of things, but recipes might not be one of them. By the way, I read that as receipts when we were practicing. He just showed everyone how he likes his tuna prepared.
Yeah, teach y'all, you know what I'm saying? That's tuna right there. You put that sugar on that thing. Ooh. Throw that mayo in there.
He just said sweet tuna and I want to leave.
There is like,
there's somewhere in the South, there's a stripper named Sweet Tuna.
Yeah, there really is.
I know it.
There is. By the way, valid.
Yeah.
Valid.
Cardi did not agree with this. Cardi said that this is gross. She asked fans what they think. Only like one person said that this was something they had heard of. Everyone else was like, is he pregnant?
But the other thing is like, maybe you just don't like tuna.
Well, how do you like Kool-Aid. a tuna sandwich? What do you put in your tuna?
I don't like tuna because I don't eat mayonnaise.
That's right.
I love a mayonnaise-y tuna.
You are really, I can never come to your house.
I'm
You've
trying
been living
something.
In a hotel for
I have
too
not,
long.
I've not been home, guys. Stop on by. Room Yay. Anyway, guys.
Why are you telling people?
I didn't tell them which one, but you could guess.
Oh my God. News. Don't tell people.
Beyonce was arrested for stealing a car. Did you know that this is breaking news? No,
okay.
I'm kidding. Well, technically she didn't steal a car or even get arrested, but a woman from New Mexico claiming to be her did. Let's see that comparison.
Okay. You know what?
This is one of those memes where it's like, before I get ready, after I get ready.
You know? It's literally like,
oh my gosh, I did this today.
It's kind of like before money or after money.
I did that today.
Yeah, so the cops were coming up behind her, and when they finally pulled her over, she waited till she got to the front of her house.
That's not Beyonce, in case anyone at home is confused.
Okay, say something nice.
She's beautiful eyes.
That's what I was gonna take.
Green eyes, gorgeous.
Well, she said that Blue Ivy was in the back when the cop checked. It was just a bag of crystal meth.
Oh my God, coming up, big butts and an out of control bear. It's the most frightening thing we've ever seen on TV.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So happy to see you. We have seen a lot of f***ed up things on this show, but we have to warn you, what Fox aired on last night's Masked Singer is deeply, deeply disturbing.
I cannot believe.
Is that Tina Fey?
She put it on her glasses for Governor Sarah Palin.
The world is ending, huh? It's getting real weird.
What?
When they said Tina Fey, I said, is she low? There's no way she's low.
Is Nicole high? Like, does she think that Tina Fey would, Tina Fey, one of the busiest women in Hollywood, is going to put on this little colorful bear and sing The Baby's Got Back?
It would have also been weird if it was Tina Fey and Nicole went, I bet it's Sarah Palin. We all would have been like, how the f*** is Sarah Palin on this show?
Well, because she doesn't have anything to do.
Yeah, you know, Sarah Palin is making news.
How much money would they have to pay you for you to go on The Masked Singer?
$1 million.
A million for you?
Two.
$2 million?
Well, it went up. We weren't questioning how low it was.
Wait a minute. How'd it go up? Yeah.
I'm not doing that for $250,000.
Okay, would you do it for $500,000? You just got to get up there and sing and wear a costume.
Probably.
Okay, so it's not a million or two,
it's
500.
A million
grand.
To 500.
Because then I realized
how negotiating is this?
Desperate I am.
Would you do it?
I'd do it for $500,000.
Half a million?
Yeah.
I would do most things for $500,000.
Yes. I honestly think we would do it for lower if they came to us.
No, but then you have to like
be. If they came to all three of us and said, look, we want you to wear a bear costume.
If we did it all together, I would do it for $100,000.
Yeah, but how are we all three going to fit in the same costume?
Okay.
Meanwhile, over on Married at First Sight, Zach's being a complete psycho. First, he accused Mindy of lying to him, but turns out he's the one who's secretly been hiding something.
What are you talking about?
Just think about. You're in Panama after the wedding. Anything you've been dishonest about?
Well, this sucks because I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't have any secrets.
It's not my place anymore to say it.
I think you're making up some. I don't have anything to hide. I actually went into this full gen. Like, what the? Do you think maybe you should tell me that you're having a friendship on the side with one of my friends?
I could have mentioned that, yeah.
This is such a man thing. Ooh, a lot of people in here are triggered right now.
Well, I feel like we've been attacking men lately.
Oh, you
on this show.
Okay. Y'all will be okay.
By the way, wait, she held her ground?
Good for her.
She didn't.
He was totally gaslighting her. And this is a real thing. And okay, now I won't limit it to men, but I will say that there are people who are, you know, it's like the guilty person always projects onto someone else. So if they're cheating, then they're always asking you what's in your phone. If they're the ones being dishonest,
right,
or they're in DMs, they're gonna ask you who's in your DMs. It's a projection tactic. If you are truly innocent and you don't care about it and someone starts projecting onto you, you need to worry about their behavior.
Yeah, because you also don't think about those things on a regular basis if you are not doing that
right.
stuff. But she didn't flinch, and then he copped to it pretty quick. He's like, yeah, I guess I should have told you that.
Bitch, this is juicy.
Yeah.
And this friend is trash. gosh.
It's a lot.
I don't think they're going to make it, y'all.
I don't think so either. And Stassi from Vanderpump wrote an op-ed in Glamour magazine about the romance behind her prenup with fiancé Beau. Mm. She says it's a mutually beneficial agreement, so both partners feel safe and taken care of. What are your guys' thoughts on prenups?
Here for it.
Go.
Whoa, right away.
Okay, so I had a prenup that I realized after I was separated that we didn't actually notarize in time.
What? Morgan!
So when I called the attorney at first, I said, well, this should be very easy. We have a prenup. And then they said, well, no, actually, because you had to film it, we couldn't get it notarized in time. Oh. So you guys just bypass it. I said, wait, what? So no prenup.
Oh!
Not a prenup in sight. I looked under the couch for it. I looked in the fridge. No prenup.
Sounds like something you would do.
We just rushed it. I was so in love. So what? Sick.
Are we gonna? Sick. Is this an issue, or is it not gonna be an issue?
It is not an issue. Everyone is being very, but it is some serious. The next prenup I'm gonna have to sign is gonna be bigger than the Bible. It's gonna be this.
Yeah, good for you.
I've seen the people you date.
You got lucky, by the way.
Is a prenup.
Oh, I don't want to, but you have to protect Morgan Stewart's sport.
What do you think? What would you do? Would you do a prenup? It's just smart.
I personally grew up thinking I don't even want to really get married because I don't want the legalities. I'd rather be with someone, have kids, make that the purpose. And if I did have to get married, I'd have a prenup. But now that I've been single, I realize there probably is someone out there who I wouldn't mind sharing everything with. Also, I don't have a lot. So
yeah, but you
a
will
prenup's only going to help me.
What about in 10 years, though? You know?
In 10 years?
No, he's being smart. He knows he'll probably just stagnate. First, there was Match, then the Tinder era, and now we've come to the Dinky One, a new dating site that caters to men with small penises and the people who love them.
Oh.
Yep, I read that right.
Well, don't put the camera on me.
Yeah, no. Put it back on her. The free site says, Dinky One lets smaller men date with the safety that everyone using the site is fully aware. Members can focus on shared interests and get on with dating. So it is, we've already set it up for you and we don't have to talk about it on the show. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, we can move to the next thing if
it's
you want
like,
us to.
I don't, we tried to be nice and slip it in for you. It's not a problem.
It's easy to slip it in.
Yeah.
When it's that small. Yeah.
Good for you for having a sense of humor. You little cutie.
Listen, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You're very secure because you know this isn't true. This doesn't apply to you, honey.
Nope. But give him the login seriously when we're done.
Morgan, does it apply to me? But I did some research, and I saw that the website is, not surprising, made up of 70-something percent guys, 20-something percent women who want to see if a guy they know is on the website. There's not a lot of...
That is true. But you know what? I will say that I actually have friends that want a guy with a smaller penis.
But, like, smaller compared to, like, a
man. Well, smaller compared to a black man.
Right.
So, still above average.
Right.
That's called Hinge. Most of the penises on there are smaller than the average black penis.
Oh, Lordy. We have to stop being so goddamn funny.
My parents watch this. Are y'all crazy?
It is too much.
It's too much.
All right, up next, we rate the Bachelorette's new guys in a game of
Bros
Before Bros. The new season of The Bachelorette were just announced, and not surprising, there are some hotties competing for Claire's.
Yeah,
there are.
Find them on dinky1.com.
So who better to host this than Hunty March?
Hunty.
It's time to play Rose Before Bros.
These are for my lady.
Aww, thank you.
You don't have a small penis.
Thank you. I'm going to introduce you to contestants, and then you decide who gets your rose, just like The Bachelorette, but less degrading. Okay, first up, we've got Damar. He's a 26-year-old spin instructor from Arizona who will ride you like a Peloton.
Then, oh, my gosh.
There's this doctor, Austin B., who's a 28-year-old chiropractor, a.k.a. not really a doctor.
Wait, can we play? I
want to
play that one more time.
Let's play it one more time.
I just
want to
hear the noise.
Oh, man. So okay, go ahead.
No, what's your choice?
I was going to go with DeMar. He's cute, but I need my neck cracked.
Can I tell you?
Like that, you feel so good after that.
I did it last night for the first time. Somebody came and cracked my ass. Literally, I felt like $1 million.
Really?
My ribs.
We've got to scale you back just a little, man.
I could smell. I could see. I felt like I lost
my
virginity last night.
You couldn't smell before your ass cracked?
No, I couldn't smell anything.
Okay.
All right. I'm picking Austin because I need this.
Austin?
Yes.
Okay,
Austin.
I need a doctor crackety crack.
All right. Woo. Moving on. If you're into a bad boy in yoga pants, Alex B is a 28-year-old Lululemon model from Texas with an alleged rap sheet. So that's kind of sexy. Or you can go with Blake M, a guy pretending to be a bad boy using beard oil and hair gel.
Oh, God.
5 to 10 drops. You rub it in your hands.
No.
Rub it wherever you're going to shave. Ladies, armpits, wherever you're going to shave. Dudes, make sure you're getting your neck and cheek.
He's honestly not unattractive.
He's cute.
He is so cute. Who is that boy?
So who's your choice?
I'm
Wilmot
going
Fuji with tattoos or the first one?
Well, you know, it's unfair because we don't have video of Alex. We need to see him in motion, too, but...
Blake.
I'm going to go with Alex.
Okay,
you're going to go with the guy with the rap sheet?
Yeah, why not?
You have a choice.
I know.
She's choosing Alex.
I like a little bit of a bad past.
Woo. All right. Okay, yeah. And who are you going with?
I'm going with Blake. I'm into tattoos now.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. You are a piece of work.
I got to keep it consistent. It's my new vibe.
Imagine dating Morgan and, like, having this feature, and all she does is make her like guys that have that feature now.
Exactly.
It's like a horrible...
Hello, tattoos and money. What's the problem?
Finally, we have 27-year-old Tyler C., not to be confused with Tyler Cameron. I don't think you would confuse him for him. Anyway, he's an attorney / boxer who looks like he watches other people have sex.
Oh, my goodness.
That was on the Bachelor website. I didn't write that. Just kidding. Of course I wrote that. And then there's Yosef A. from Alabama. He has a 4-year-old son, so you know he's not shooting blanks.
Oh, my gosh.
But bad news is he's on YouTube.
Whether it's in the boardroom or the bedroom,
he looks better
women
on video
want a passionate man. Now, you can really be passionate about anything. Just show that you're passionate about something.
Okay, who gets a rose?
He's passionate about YouTube. I'm going with the first guy who I can't remember.
Tyler C.
I'm going with Tyler C. He's an attorney.
And a boxer.
And a
this
boxer.
Is good.
Yeah,
he's from Morgan.
Yeah, he can beat somebody up in the street and then defend you in court. I'm here for it. Tyler.
Tyler gets my rose too. Sadly,
let's get this dinky on the road, shall we?
That was it.
We have to go. It sucks. We will see you all on Monday because we're never leaving at 11:30. Bye.